The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We are clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me think clean, I will never go just for your queen. We are no dirty, me are clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean, I will never go just be a queen. Remember say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island, a key man. Remember, to each one help one. So it no make sense to bad mind and next man. Sure the gang go bends already and him have a next one. And a nothing that, if you not have one. Your friend get a youth already, now him get a next one. And a nothing that, if you not get one. Go look at your land, child build a foundation. Bad mind for death before the next generation. Play this at your dance all up on your radio station. To all the real people, this is a real time. Me heart no dirty, me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean. I will never go just be a queen. Me heart no dirty. Me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean. I will never go just be a queen. So tell them to fight for Jamaica, cause the world is mine. And them time until now, being a man still a shine. Oh no, check the stats and who see from life. Me bad mind.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. I know it's Wednesday. MJ is out of seminar, so, you know, no MJ today. She'll be in on Friday. All right, but big up to everybody. Back to school in full swing. I can see it out there. Most schools back in. Hopefully most schools got their repairs completed. But I'm hearing stories about that, and I'm cringing because why is it every year kids got to go back to school with repairs still going on? You know, that's a whole different show for another day. But like I said, I got a special guest coming up on the flip side of the break. The FNM candidate for Yamacraw, Mr. Ellsworth Johnson. We'll have a candid conversation with him. No stranger to the show. Always glad to have him here. And like I said, we'll get him on the flip side of the break. But before that, like I said, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's middle of the week. We're going to get over the hump together. We got lots to talk about. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh New Smart Talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Now, part of the conversation and a lot of the questions that Mr. Johnson and I got and topics we're going to talk about have to do with the headlines.
Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Big headline. A disgrace. Long Island woman transported to emergency flight on the back of a truck. In the Rain, story by Rachel Scott. You can read more about that in The Guardian. We'll talk more about that in short order. Parliamentarians discuss gender-based violence at CPA conference. Police report uptick in phishing scams. Be careful with your bank cards, your ATM cards. I've been telling you that. Dad accused of incest gets 15 years in plea deal. And that's just the front page, all right? And we got that and lots more to talk about. All right, and that's all coming up on the flip side of the break, right here as the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this with our special guest, FNM candidate for Yamacraw, Mr. Ellsworth Johnson. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break, so keep it right. You got it.
Me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flash. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. So who no like me style tell a boy fit your craft. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty. Me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More resurgence and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays 8 to noon.
Class is in session, but today's lesson is flavor. Level up with the new back-to-school buckets. That's 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, your favorite sides, and something sweet. A group project everyone shows up for. Score a school-themed gift with every mega or super bucket purchase while supplies last. Plus, we're giving away a Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 to 9 lucky winners every week for 5 weeks. Back to school with KFC is finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9.
What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Ambition is a privilege, naga. Enough man have. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flash. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. Some who no like me style tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty, me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be joining us. And, of course, like I said, that's into 5 o'clock. We got lots to talk about, you know, into 5 o'clock. Big football game tomorrow night. NFL is back. And, of course, you know, we got some off-season NBA moves and Major League Baseball. Pennant races. We'll talk all of that coming up. All right. But more importantly, right now, my special guest joining me for the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John M. Craw. Mr. Ellsworth Johnson, no stranger to the show. Glad to have you back. What's going on, Ellsworth? Good to see you.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be here with you.
How's everybody? Family good?
My family's doing very well, thank you. And your family?
Good, better than me. So obviously, you must be doing something right, you know? And everybody back to school with the hustle and the bustle.
Yes.
So we got lots to talk about. I mean, the last time you were here, obviously, we talked about immigration. We talked about Yamacraw.
Yes.
And obviously, since the last time you were here, you've been on the ground in Yamacraw. So I want to know, how's that experience been? How have you been received with your door knocking and your on the ground, boots on the ground? And I've seen the videos. Yeah. You're out there.
Truth be told, we've never left. And so we've continued with our efforts in Yamacraw. What we're doing now is extending, as I go to homes, extending the courtesy and respect to the residents of Yamacraw to let them know that I've been ratified by the Free National Movement to be their standard bearer in Yamacraw. So that has been going very well. And we are continuing with a program that we've adopted from Mr. Edmund Moxie, and that is a socio-cultural and economic approach to divinity and thereby the continued development of the Bahamas. And when one considers the history of the Bahamas and the history of that drive for a socio-cultural and economic development of a people, it means the involvement of the people being involved and being a part of the solution to what we see as a group or as a people, as issues that we have to resolve. And what are they? Healthcare, proper healthcare, because at some point in this, in our country, proper healthcare was not for us. And so I see where we have a long way to go, because on some family islands, you still don't have proper clinics, you don't have morgues, you don't have ambulances. And one of the biggest things, one of the major things that I experienced personally on Kid Island, you don't have dentists. And so if you have a difficulty on the islands, that is where we are. And so we are continuing our drive in Yamacraw. We had one of the, today, this is Literacy Month. I'm a Rotarian, and so this month we're celebrating literacy. And we had a phenomenal program, and so we're continuing that in Yamacraw. And we had one of the biggest, and I'll take you there, Naughty, one of the biggest backyard farm and reading gardens. And that was introduced students to our way of life through subsistence farming, teaching, dedication, and discipline to young people in terms of how to become self-sufficient. And also reading. I had my challenges in school. I left school at the age of 15 in the 10th grade for Mayor Fadley. And I met up with Eris Monker, Gail Wisdom, did some night schooling, and I was able to catch up. But I still have my struggles. And so we were able, with our backyard farming and reading garden, to bring inmates out of the prison. And they helped to facilitate that area and create that structure. We had a barn. We still have more than $50,000 worth of barn equipment that we want to use in the community. We will be making a donation to Thelma Gibson of some of that equipment, because they're attempting now to establish their barn. We worked with the elderly. We had a girls' club, a boys' club. We looked at the infrastructure. But one of the major things we did is we had town hall meetings where persons had the opportunity to meet, not just with myself, but independent and fearless individuals. And one of those persons, I always like to call him Dame Joan Sawyer, made up one of those panels.
Right.
And we were able to speak about governments and democracy and how it works. And in a fearless and open environment, have people meet with those persons while the MP is there. And you ask, planning to have one of those. We're going to be working with the school, working with the community. One of the things we realize is that we have an absentee MP. I'm not here to speak bad about him, but he's not been there. He's closed down one of his headquarters in the area of Elizabeth Estates.
What?
He's moved to the east of Yamacraw, and persons don't hardly see him. And so we're there. We've been welcomed back with open arms. We're being encouraged to continue to go. And so when I leave here this evening, we'll be on the ground in Yamacraw. There are some issues that they still have. Obviously, when you walk, the issue of light bill is all over the country. And
right.
I want to put a plug in for Cat Island. And my mother and those who don't have potable water. And so they need their electricity to run their water. And they have some serious difficulties. So the issues that you see coming in Yamacraw are the same as all over the Bahamas.
Across the archipelago.
Taxes, cost of living,
food prices,
BPL,
crime,
crime,
immigration,
absolutely,
the whole reduction and increase in decrease, that is, that
absolutely.
I still don't know how it math.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we have been focusing on is that, take for instance, there's just, it's only of recent that any government decide to enforce the value at real property tax.
Right.
But there are so many, look across the Caribbean, a scientific study has been done, which look at the aging population. And so for those persons who worked in the hotel, who are now retired, those single mothers or single fathers, 65 and over, I think they should get an exemption from real property tax. And I've had real life stories where persons, and they have these individuals going around as agents to collect the tax. And when you look at their add-on, it's astronomical. And then you add it to these persons' bills. And that it's really causing a lot of stress. And so in Yamacraw, as we walk, the just to live in terms of how people eat, how they make it, how they send their children to school, it's incredibly difficult. The other thing that Yamacrawans are concerned about is the liberalization of economic opportunities in the Bahamas, especially when one looks at immigration.
Right.
And you see the persons are coming in, the deals are being cut, but where are the Bahamians?
Cut out.
And the other thing that they're concerned about, gambling. At some point, we're going to have to look at, if we're going to have gambling, to warn persons of the ill effects of gambling and whether or not we're going to go down the road of a national lottery. That's a very serious thing. Crime on the minds of people. But this is what I've found. The state of hopelessness when going into community because of what persons because of what is happening now. The state of distrust and presenting yourself to persons to say that I want to represent them, or we want to lead them, in terms of when they see people constantly traveling and without any good explanation or without any result. And
but Mr. Johnson, elsewhere, I mean, the last trip they took to COP 29 was $1,154,470-some million,
but people still can't.
$150,000 for per diem for food.
But get this.
Now, what they paying for this trip to Ethiopia? And then furthermore, COP 30 coming up in November.
Get this.
And photo op, Phil going to samba, samba, samba. Come on.
Some of my friends tell me that you don't look at the official itinerary. You look at the unofficial itinerary. So people are traveling that you don't know are actually traveling. So there's an unofficial itinerary, and people are still freaked out about the Bermuda trip.
How Bermuda Gate.
Yes, how one can travel into internationally into a national airspace without permission and using the public purse to do it.
And still giving no explanation as to how it meant.
No explanation. A few weeks ago, I walked in Yamacraw, and the issue was raised about contracts. And I sent out a voice note asking the Minister Vaughan Miller, Minister Zane Lightborn, and Mr. David Davis to answer some questions for me about a young man who works there who appears to be the director of that area, as to whether or not a junior person was superseding very senior members of the Department of Environmental Health and giving out contracts, that if you're going to give out contracts, that the Public Procurement Act, which they refuse to follow, requires that there's equal opportunity.
Bidding process.
That's right. And also that if persons are going to get government contracts to perform works on behalf of the Bahamians, they should not be parading around in PLP paraphernalia. And when you go into the community to clean or to try and clean up the environment, you don't travel with a truckload of PLP paraphernalia. As you clean the side of the streets, you put them down. An election is not being declared yet. And when you're using public funds, you have no authority to do it.
Well, that's like having MPs, use government vehicles, government workers in party paraphernalia to campaign for them.
Absolutely.
And we've seen it in a couple of areas, and I don't know how that works.
Absolutely. And then there's the whole issue, as we've been finding, about the state of the educational system, the lack of teachers. I had, let me just share this story. There was a catering scholarship and asked my nephew to apply for it. Brilliant young man, Giovanni Bo, getting A's. And he came up from Cat Island. And when we got there, in the interview, the gentleman said, well, I see your biography or your curriculum vitae. It is brilliant, but I don't see chemistry or physics. And he said, we don't have a chemistry or physics teacher. And I was shocked and surprised. And we don't have specialist teachers in our schools. And I've listened to a lady that is a phenomenal lady, impartial, in the person of the president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers, Miss Belinda Wilson. And I was flabbergasted when she said some of the defects that they are suffering at this opening of the new school years. So as I speak, these are the issues that are being raised to me. Lighting, proper representation, respect. Listen, you want to represent people. You want to cause them to know that in leadership that you are following, but as a part of following them, that the people or the community, the constituents are very much a part of the solution to the problems as they see it. And people feel disrespected. People feel dishonored. People well remember that men or young men were killed in circumstances that was very unacceptable when they heard all of the recordings with persons on the airwaves. And then, this is one of the major things that the guys on the streets are now telling me from the community, that there was a time, they said, and conversation, when you could have called certain members in the force and you know that they would come through and they would do certain things, but you can't trust to do that anymore. But think about this, Naughty. You well remember the 80s when we had the Commission of Inquiry and all of the attendant negative things about the Commission of Inquiry. Dr. David Allen spoke about thousands of Bahamians who were hooked on narcotics. Now you have the Minister of National Security, the Prime Minister, admitting that the country was being utilized, or its resources in terms of human power and or its machines were being used to transmit tons of drugs to the United States of America. And on that issue, our greatest geopolitical power in the North is not speaking to us. That is frightening. The other thing, just let me say this, what is challenging to me and to persons in Yamacraw, that our major structures that undergird our society, like healthcare, education, infrastructure, are all at a breaking point. Not only that, our economic structure in the Bahamas, we are at the point of economic collapse. And I'm grateful to those persons when the Prime Minister produces his voodoo economics to give you these astronomical figures.
The math ain't math.
And the math just does not math. And they have no credible explanation for the things that they're doing.
Now, Carlos, I see a couple of y'all were on hold. You hit us back. All right. So if I had you on hold too long, I apologize. Put some more minutes on your phone and hit me right back and we'll get you on air. Let me check the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, when you become the next MP for Yamacraw, can you immediately pave a Rugby Drive? It's in horrible condition and the drains need to be dealt with.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of cries island-wide here in New Providence for the drain systems.
Now, one of the things...
Mr. Johnson.
I know.
And I've looked, and you talk about contracts. No Procurement Act. I would really like to know some of these companies given the contracts to clean the drains, because I'm thinking you need pressure cleaners, you need blasters, absolutely, you need, you know, proper equipment, you need the proper hazmat suits to get in there and clean them out. You don't need a bunch of teenage kids, and like you say, a couple of dudes that they might have pulled off the block in paraphernalia, cleaning it out with shovels, with no mask, no gloves, no nothing.
I don't have the know-how. And the guys who do have the know-how, a lot of them are not being given the contract.
Correct. Yeah. For whatever reasons, and obvious whatever reasons. And now we have a system where a lot of areas are flooding because the drains are poorly managed and maintained. And then other areas need drainage. Mm-hmm.
Or even the roadsides. You know, we have that complaint that, you know, the contracts are given out.
For the verges.
But there needs to be that strength of courage to ensure that the work is being done and that it's being given to people who can actually do the work, or that you provide the training for it.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. We got a couple of callers online. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
You know, I like it when I hear you talk. I call it power talk. You know, when you speak, you don't belittle the other party. And I like that. I like it to be fair. You know,
yes,
what
ma'am.
I wanted to ask is with the you're talking about the road paving and stuff. One of your constituents was talking about. But what I want to say is when you guys get in there with this procurement act, will you do an investigation into these contracts given out? Because right now, I just mentioned yesterday on another show that the government workers paving crew is paving a churchyard when all of these means road and thoroughfares, they were paving a piece in the South Beach area. That was a contract given to a private contractor to do. But the government working crew is now paving that same piece where the contract was already given out.
Wow.
I'm telling you this because I have an insider there. My other half is in there. So I can tell you what I hear and I'm telling you what's going on. So could you guys look into these contracts given? And please, if you find inconsistencies or what's not supposed to be there, could you at least, you don't have to call no names, no, let us know that this contract was given, but we find that the contract was not awarded properly, so we're getting our monies back or whatever, because telling me that you find that Joe Sands did not do the work and not telling me that you're making him pay this money back to us is not going to help me.
Absolutely.
I want to know that you're collecting these funds back from these persons if they found that the work was not done. Can you guys see to that it happens? I know you're a lawyer.
Absolutely.
I know there's ways that you can see that happens. Yeah. Or can that happen?
Thank you very much, ma'am. You know, when we passed the Public Procurement Act, the strength that we gave to it was that Cabinet itself could not rescind a decision. You had to give your reasons and send it back. Well, when these guys came to power, the PLP, they simply refused to follow the Public Procurement Act. And on many occasions, even the financial secretary has agreed that they've given out contracts without proper explanation and or tendering. In terms of road contracts, I have a car, and personally, people are experiencing suspension damage because everybody seems to have a machine that cuts a hole in the road and patch. And so you have a whole long road with just patching where you need the road to be properly, the surface to be removed and for it to be properly repaired. And that in a few months when the rain comes, the very same road that you've repaired is not dug up. Take, for instance, everybody laughed at Mr. Ingram when they did all the infrastructural work. But I can tell you, all of those roads that were properly paved, you've never had a difficulty with them except where persons go and dig them up. And so, you know, it is the people's monies. There must be fair play and honestly in the dealings when you're spending the people's money. So I agree. Our leader said that not only will there were some dealings that went on with persons who received monies from the government, you know, former assistant commissioners or commissioners, and the public was not told what the amount was or is, and what were the conditions on receiving those funds. So in the circumstances, my leader, Mr. Michael C. Pindad, has indicated that we will disclose those things. That's not a problem.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, great. Sure. No, you guess. How are you doing?
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Yeah, man. I like your guest as a person, right? I think he's a good person, right? But I think he just sticks his foot in his mouth just now about the roads. The reason why I'm saying that is, right, in order for you to properly pave these roads, you have to properly be cured. And curing time means that you can't drive on the road. So don't let people put you in a position where that you make statements, right, that's going to come back to haunt you.
I don't agree with you. Let me watch you. Sorry.
Yeah, don't let, use a lawyer. Don't let people put you in that type of position. That doesn't make any sense. You're smarter than that. Second thing I want to comment on, right, the gambling situation. Why are you jumping on the gambling thing, right? You ain't jumping on the drinking. You ain't jumping the prostitution. You ain't jumping the cigarettes, but you jump all over the numbers. Ain't no put no one gun to no one head and tell them go gamble, you know.
But then, Colin, nobody put a gun to their head and told them to go drink, do coke,
Yeah, but my thing is, but why you jump all over the gambling?
Because when he's finished, sorry, sir.
No, no, I'm just asking.
Okay.
All right, I'll let Mr. Johnson respond.
I experience, and I drive all over Nassau, and one of the things that irritates me is the cutting and the patching. You talk about the removal of the service and time. Well, you can block the road. That always happens. I've seen it happen over and over again by hot mix, by striping, by Bahamas striping, where they would remove the surface and they cure the surface and then they go over and they do the road. But I've seen it personally on the South Beach Strip where someone attempted to lay the tar in the rain and it made absolutely no sense.
Lay tar in the rain.
And they had to come back and dig it up and do it all over again.
But isn't that wastage of taxpayers' money? Because obviously you're using double the material to fix something that could have been avoided.
Absolutely. There's no malintent for me, speaking about gambling. When I was in the House of Assembly, I always spoke about it because I realized that the major intake from gambling, it comes from poor people. 50 cents and a dollar and on the islands. And one of the most, and you could check it out, it's been scientifically proven that one of the most addictive practices is that of gambling and spinning. And the thing about it is we have allowed, and both administration to be correct, we have allowed gambling houses to open opposite churches, to open opposite schools. I drove down Cowpen Road and Blue Hill to Cowpen Road, and on that road alone before from Blue Hill to Faith Avenue, you had about three or four gambling houses. And then when you turn on to Faith Avenue to come to Carmichael Road and Faith Avenue, you had one across the street and you had one just next. I think we have one of the highest gambling situation per capita in the country. What I would like to see, this is the extension of my representation, when we decided to create a country that facilitates social, economic, and cultural environment, one built on the ideas of an Edmund Moxie that was totally destroyed, is to see libraries, contemporary libraries, community centers for young people where you are challenging their innovation, challenging their potential, and allowing them to expand. And so every community should have a library or properly facilitated where young people could, where they can expand. But I like the fact that you raised the whole issue of bars. There are too many. Too many Chinese bars and too many Bahamian bars. And when you count, and it's significant, there's a book I'm going to show you, Naughty, when I was in COB, they wrote about alcoholism in the Bahamas. And they looked, and that was in the 80s, they looked right at the proliferation
of how many liquor stores were in the inner city neighborhoods. And you saw it was a church, liquor store, and now over the years it's become a church, a liquor store, a numbers house. And now, you know.
And now it's absolutely frightening. And one of the things that we will have to face, and we don't want to face, and I'm not speaking as an FNM now. I'm speaking as a Bahamian, is the whole issue of local government, a proper system for New Providence. Because you know what happens? Somebody across town decides to give a license for a restaurant right next to somebody's house, or decides to give...
Well, I saw a video circulating the other day, Ellsworth. It's a Chinese-owned and operated liquor store in some part of the hood. You can see it.
You could place it in Yamako.
And
then everywhere.
Right next to it is what I call a church with a crucifix on the outside. Yeah. You can see it's a place of worship.
Yes.
They got a service going on and a bar next door just selling tree for five.
So who gave that license? And it's unacceptable.
And we got a lot, like you say, zoning issues. We got to figure out zoning ordinances in this country. You shouldn't have a liquor store near a school.
No. And one of the things that I would say that I want to, there's a need for garbage collection all over the Bahamas. And we have to do a much better job. But you don't place a lay down garbage site in the middle of a community where the restrictive covenants and or the building codes do not allow for it. The country is too small. It's just a matter of transporting. We work very hard, and I want to commend the Stokes family. And all it took, you know, was proper communication with Mr. Stokes And the man removed his building, a building that was there for years.
You mean the cabana?
You remember how long it was?
I've been there for years.
Just respect. And the gentleman removed it himself. Now there's a lay down site on Yamacraw Hill Road on a piece of property that I understand is not allegedly owned by the person where the lay down site is. It's attracting rodents. And so the restrictive covenants, the building codes, do not allow for it. And I think there has to be a better approach if the Environmental Health Department wants to do a lay down site. The island is too small to do that. And so residents in the community
have complained. And it can't be in a residential area.
If you pass on Yamacraw Road, you see all the debris and people's houses are just next door. It is unacceptable.
Let's get this call in. Talking Heads. All right, let's back caller. I know you might have been on hold for a minute. Real quick, Ellsworth, because, I mean, we got guests coming in for the 5 o'clock, but I wanted to talk. I mean, if we have to go over a couple of minutes, that's fine. But there's a couple other things I do want to talk to you about. I mean, we look at the situation with BPL. No relief in sight.
Absolutely none.
Last I saw, a bunch of pipe trucks was parked all up, like as if they're leaving the country.
There's been this talk about a rebate and or discount. You can only really speak to a rebate when you provide the service. I take, for instance, islands like the Outer Islands, who sometimes go for 14 hours without light.
If I go days without power, how are you giving me a rebate? You owe me.
And you're still giving me a bill as if I was using the services in the circumstances where I lose my personal resources, meat, food, have no water, have no light, and then you talk about a rebate. As a matter of fact, you should, on a pro rata basis, reduce the bill based on the services provided, and for the loss suffer, you should compensate those people.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
This is, right. In Mr. Johnson's opinion, does the pension fund, does the present pension fund at BPL, is that playing a role in the restructuring of BPL? Because it's a ton of money now.
But I really cannot speak to that at this time about the pension fund, but I know it would be critical for any group of persons negotiating with a group, a new company coming in. You would want succession, that you will enjoy no less a benefit that you enjoyed under the company that's going out.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Good day, classmate.
Hey, what's going on? Talking class, what's going on? Make it quick because it's almost break time. What you got?
Yeah, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
On this thing with the road thing, you know, they signed a $53 million contract saying they're going to do 40 miles of road in San Salvador and dredge to the entrance to the harbor, right? But my cousin in San Salvador, it ain't 40 miles going around the island. And I would like for you all to check into that to find out where this 40 miles of road, because North Victoria Hill to down to Sugarloaf, there's only a few miles of road going to Corbin Town.
Absolutely.
So where they going to spend 40 miles of road for $52 million? And, you know, I'll count on that, because when it was the last, when the bridge, we've got to get some breakdown. Let's put some pressure on that, please.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Good stuff, man. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good day, sir. I want to mention something about BEC.
Okay.
Last month, I went and I paid my light bill. My light bill, I was so happy to see it was $500. When I get the new bill, the lady said it was $1,500. So I was like, how in the world from $500 to $1,500? So she can jump up and say, well, you have to go and inquire it. So when I went over to the inquiry section, the lady told me, say she can't do no inquiry until I pay the bill. I was like, miss, y'all got to be serious. And
so they can't do an inquiry until you pay the bill?
They won't do no inquiry until the bill is being paid. I don't understand how it jumped from $500 to $1,500, and I'm doing the same thing every month.
No, sir, nobody could understand it, but the prime minister's giving a bill.
Yeah.
Well,
gone up.
I don't understand that, but it's unacceptable.
It is.
Naughty, if I could just speak briefly on this issue of the Bahamas they have, it seems as if we then have entered into an agreement with the U.S.
That's what I wanted to get to, but let's not get into it now. Let's get into it right on the flip side of the break. We'll get to the break, we'll do the news, and we'll talk about that and wrap things up with
you.
And then I got my folks from, we got, is that Chester and the crew in there? Is the Chick Johnny's out there? All the Chick Johnny's out there. Okay, we're going to have a great conversation today. So we got a fully loaded show. We're going to wrap things up on the flip side of the break with our special guest, Mr. Ellsworth Johnson, F&M ratified candidate for Yamacraw. And then on the 5 o'clock hour, Chester Robards is going to be in studio, and we're going to be talking big things with Chester on multiple levels. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Them a wonder how me things them severe. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty. Me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean.
Craving something bold, fresh, and out is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion, born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. Opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You know that's lived in your head rent-free? It's back! The crispy barbecue bacon sandwich craving is real, and it's making everything crunch. KFC's bringing all the flavor you love with barbecue sauce, crispy onions, cheddar, bacon, and a juicy extra-large filet, all on a buttery toasted brioche bun. It's messy. It's mouth-watering. It's made to crunch. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man have. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out a road and me a flat.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
But me heart no dirty, me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean.
I will never go jump for your queen. Me heart no dirty, me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, September 10th edition. Talking Heads, we're going to go over just a few minutes with Mr. Ellsworth Johnson, the F&M ratified candidate for Yamacraw. Then we'll get into sports. So just hold tight, sports aficionados. We got lots to talk about. But Ellsworth, you wanted to get into something prior to the break, and I said, let's get into it now so you have more time to address it.
Very good. I was getting into this whole issue of the decision, which apparently is a decision, to my mind, to allow persons to come into the Bahamas for the purpose of being assessed by the Americans.
By the U.S. Embassy.
By the U.S. Embassy. First, let me say this. That is a very important issue, to my mind, that could not have been addressed without first being addressed by the nation's number one, the prime minister and or his cabinet. I realize this issue arise sometime in June. But what is critical for me in terms of what we are presently faced, the immigration crisis that we are presently faced with, that the prime minister says is not a crisis, is why did we pass the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, and or that very secure place that the U.S. Embassy has in Guantanamo Bay,
mm-hmm.
to bring persons at the doorstep of America? Why not think about this now? Fly them into Miami. You can do that. Have them assess. And if they're not qualified, you fly them back home.
Correct.
Why bring them here? Not that we don't want them, you know. Why you do that? And you're doing this in the context of the wet foot, dry foot policy, in the context where hundreds of thousands of persons are being just basically let in to our friends in the north, right? But how do you come to this conclusion to do something like that when we have such a large intake with, I think, in the region, given one of the greatest sacrifice for people that we love here, we have to now deal with shanty towns and all those different things. How did they come about this decision? And then in a veiled and very disrespectful attempt, they're trying to justify it. And so I don't agree with it, and the questions are right. How will you ensure, how will we ensure that the persons are just not running a charade to get to the Bahamas and then don't leave? How will the selection be, whether or not they will now to come here, have to apply for a visa to come? Will America going forward relax their attitude toward Haiti? And I think this is something that we have to deal with. Think about this. Our friends to the north have sent a whole alma mater of ships all around the world to deal with what they want to deal with. And I think as a region, this whole issue of Haiti, where a few fellas are running around with firearms, could be addressed. If America drops about 100 men...
But that's what I was going to ask you. But what do you think of some of the solutions that could deter all of this?
I think
and alleviate us from having to be like right in the middle of it.
I think there's just not the political will to deal with it. The attitude toward, and we must accept this, toward people of color is somewhat different in terms of how we treat with them in this region or how our neighbors to the north treat with them. But the explanation given by the government in the immigration crisis is most unacceptable.
I mean, the continued conversation that a lot of people have is pertaining to this whole immigration situation.
Yes.
All right, you have the situation with the Bahamas Air flights and the conversations that emanate from that. You have the conversations that emanate about a new voting block, you know, the allegations swirling about that. And then you see this kind of announcement
in your face.
It's like, how do we take this
when in circumstance now,
because you don't want to jump to conclusions, but then without a Freedom of Information Act, how do you get information that could sit in your mind to make you understand it, to help you balance this out? There's nothing being said.
Just let me correct that. Not you do have a Freedom of Information Act. I was a part of the process,
but you ain't put it in and the East Side ain't put it in. I heard with the two of y'all, y'all left it with y'all the number.
That's not correct. Let me tell you what happened. under the Minnis administration, all of the infrastructure was put in. It's a process. We brought experts in from Jamaica and other places, and there was a public training of officers and the public and the public service. And then the information commissioner was put in place, the intention commissioner with the right staff, because he had the power and allow him to do his work. But what happened when the PLP came to power? They made sure that Mr. Thompson, retired Justice Mr. Thompson, was removed from that office. And they said that that is not top on their agenda.
There so let me put it to you like this. If the FNM becomes the next administration in this country, is that a top item list on this administration's agenda to get done because it wasn't done the last time for whatever reason?
Well, obviously, the information, the Freedom of Information Act was passed. All of the infrastructure was being put in place to allow the information commissioner
To do his job.
That's what was there.
So you all can get him off the sideline and let him do his job next go around?
It's a must go. If as we say, we want to protect and strengthen democracy, you have to do it. And one of the things that I want to put in the air is an integrity commission bill. I mean, act fully in effect, where you have codes of conduct for persons. You see it in places like Jamaica and every first world country where you have an integrity commission bill. It's a gate of powers to inquire or investigate the acts and or omissions of people who come to power.
Okay, so that to me is a yes. And I go, hold on to that if you're becoming the next administration. That is one of the biggest on the top of the list where you go and you talk to Bahamians, you get into a conversation that eventually comes up within the first couple of minutes of the conversation if you go down the political road. I feel that citizens should have the information readily available. If Absolutely. We don't, yes, you have an information minister or director or... Now I can go to you.
Commissioner.
Commissioner, yes. Why aren't we getting it? Absolutely. Do your job. We need this information.
And you know, my leader has spoken to that. You know, there was the issue, as I said before, where a group that is to be insulated from political influence receive a large cash sum. Serving assistant commissioners and commissioners, where it says it secures in the police force, your salary is secure, your tender is secure, tenure interferences, but you are not. It says specifically that you are not to receive anything that may undermine your independence. They claim to have been wrong, and they claim to have received a large sum of money, and nobody knows yet, without a trial.
And so
just my leader said that. When we win, if it should be the will of God, I always put God in there, if it should be the will of God.
Amen.
This is what is important to ensure and safeguard the integrity and fundamental dignity, not only of the country, but of a people. You have to have a fully functional information commissioner with an ongoing process to allow people to have access to information. And the only information that you may not be able to get is that that falls on the umbrella of national security or public policy or whatever have you. You're right? You may not be able to get that.
All right, let me get these last couple of texts in, and then we can wrap things up, Mr. Johnson, because I got to get to some other guests.
Sure.
And I know you're busy, but I appreciate it. We got to do it again. Appreciate you being so candid and talking on certain things, because at this stage of the game, I think Bahamians just want answers. They want to be able to make sense, seeing what they're hearing. And if you can't get it via this administration, who's mums the word on everything,
Absolutely.
Freedom of Information Act doesn't exist, Procurement Act doesn't exist, it's imperative that the FNM in opposition or in as the next administration make this a viable option for Bahamians to have information readily available for them at their fingertips. I think Absolutely. That's one of the top issues right next to immigration, cost of living.
Thank you.
Those are the three, like, right there. Now, how can folks get in touch with you in Yamacraw, getting a couple of texts in? Is your constituency office set up yet? Some people said they're new to the area. Some people said they've missed you. They've seen that you've been there, but they've missed you. So how do folks get in contact with you?
We're presently negotiating with the Sea Grapes to get a location there. My number is 376-7599. We have a very vibrant executive team in Yamacraw. There's Mr. Merlin Adley. You can reach out to him. And you can get me by that number. Just remember that I tell people, I have a wife, children, university fees. At this time, between 8 and 5 is business time. Between 8 and 5?
Wait till after 5 and you get a phone call back or you can try again.
Yes, I'm doing my work to pay my bills and to take care of my children. So I make that clear. I don't give any people any false
pretenses.
Pretenses, yes.
Yeah. All right. I got one for you, but I think definitely you can answer this one.
Sure.
And I'd like you to answer it because I think people want to hear something new and something different. Yeah. They want to see something. They want to see a change. Naughty, enjoying the show. Good afternoon to you and your guest. Sadly, it's extremely hard to entertain any former sitting member of a Bahamian government party, especially those who've served in cabinet. Too often they issue loudly championed in opposition causes, and then they vanish once they take office. If you had even one full term, you share responsibility for the state we're in because many of the same challenges you met, you left unchanged. Meanwhile, every 5 years, we see the same pattern. MPs and ministers leave office with multi-million dollar homes, luxury cars, and thriving businesses, while the average Bahamian continues to struggle. Why is it that those in office seem to benefit most, while the citizenry gains little? Is the FNM prepared to change this if they become the next?
I said that's a fallacy. I can tell you, when I was a minister, I went to Dr. Minister Resign, and he introduced me to a book by called The Political Animal. And in that book, it looked at how people came into politics, whether it be Margaret Thatcher, Sir Winston Churchill, Sir Lyndon, or whoever have you. And you go out with a blaze, and you see what's happening to Dr. Minister now and other persons. People just get tired of you. I realize that there's a deep, this is the battle that I face and we face. And let me answer that. Not every person that goes into politics comes out rich. And I've challenged everybody to go to the Minister administration and the Christie administration. And I bet you don't see about 90% of those persons. They don't want to touch politics anymore. If it was, I most certainly didn't get rich. And I'm working extraordinarily hard to take care of me and my family. Now, I realize that this whole thing with there's a state of hopelessness, distrust, and trust for persons who distrust for persons who come to say they want to serve. I think strategically we must change our modality. One must remember that when the white guys or the UBP was in charge, they didn't take a salary because they owned everything, the wharf and everything. And then there was majority rule, and there was nothing put in place in terms of a integrity commission bill that really forced persons to account and or to have those jobs, right? I think that the salaries of MPs should be increased so that you can attract some better persons to it, right? But yes, there is a state of hopelessness and distrust. I think you must bring into place, and I would like to discuss that with you, an integrity commission bill. I remember under the Christie administration, everybody spoke about the codes of conduct, what it was, a contemporary way of disclosure. Mr. Davis just said he has no interest in campaign finance reform. At every election, the international observers lament the fact that we don't have any campaign reform legislation.
They've said it on multiple elections.
And right now, when you see, I can tell you, it's alleged that the contracts that some of the contracts that we see are padded. Is alleged that some of the persons, I don't take monies from everybody, you know. And my teammate sometimes says, man, the fellow won't give you a couple of dollars. I know I can't take that because there's a cost for certain things. There's a compromise for certain things. So I don't take it. But there has to be a reforming and the standard at which we hold persons who come to the office with a proper the act that we spoke about,
the integrity
information
act, freedom of information freedom of act, procurement act,
and a proper integrity commission. And there is legislation now there's a legislation for unexplained wealth for persons who are in government. You can actually take it, but if you put that structure in and you reinforce it, people will see that it's a better need. But I think the level of debate in politics must go up. What frightens me, and I'm going to close with this, that our major infrastructures that are designed to protect the simple way of life, healthcare, education. And when you go to have a conversation with persons who want to run, you see big parties. This new song where the persons hold their eye and they're shaking their bodies. And I'm saying, what the hell is happening here? You're saying, or people are saying, this individual is doing a very good job, but all they're doing is partying, rum and partying, and giving out some this and giving out that, but there's no real serious discussion on how we will change
right.
the environment so that we can participate in a meaningful way in our social, cultural, and most importantly, your economic environment. Because let me say this, you can't have Junkanoo unless you have the sponsors, and we should be able to sponsor our own social events.
Good stuff. I mean, this administration seems to be more about parties than principles and policies.
And they still can't explain all the money they spent for the 50th anniversary.
That's another topic for another day, but definitely we got to have you back and talk about the Integrity Commission. If you want to have a show on that and talk about it, we'll line it up and we'll do it, because I think a lot of Bahamians are interested in that, want to hear about that, and would like to see something like that enacted and enforced.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. I appreciate you stopping by as always, man. Regards to the fam, and we'll do it again soon. As well. Flip side of the break, we got the Chick Charting Challenge crew in the building. I got Chester Robards. This way past his bedtime. You know, Chester's be up early in the morning. He normally be going to sleep this time to be up for Dwight's show. So, yeah, we're going to talk to Chester and the crew from the Chick Charting Challenge. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Me work hard for me money, so me days are head bright and sunny. Sing song, never do nothing funny. Take care of me kids and me honey. Nah, Jamaica will never let you down. King of the dance hall and I wanna give me crown.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This epic? Eckerd Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off. Remember that. Bad minds are disease. Choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick up. See all the man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out a road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Y'all them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. Some who no like me style tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. 5:25 p.m. is the time. We're into the sports segment, and no stranger to Guardian Radio and the studios. We got Mr. Chester Robards, you know, our Guardian business editor in studio, and slash triathlete, aficionado, over hill, over dale. We will jump over walls. We will run through trails. We'll jump over jungles and pot cakes, and we'll have fun while we run.
I go where I got to go.
Man, listen, but this is the Chick Johnny Challenge. I mean, he's coming up again, what, September 27th?
September 27th.
Which edition is it now? I know it's annual. I mean.
Yep, we're in our 10th year.
There you go. Congratulations. You made it to 10. Good stuff.
Made it to 10, man.
You've been jumping over wall for 10 years, Jess.
Yeah, ain't been easy either.
Jesus Lord.
And putting up wall.
But listen, one thing I always applauded you on when you came up with this initial event years ago, you catered to something with extreme with their workouts and a little more intense. And we just don't want to run. We want to go off-road a little bit. We want to jump. We want to get a little steeplechase angle into there, a little physical wall climb, a little parkour.
Yep.
And you kind of answered that, and you feel that need and that niche with the Chick Shawnee Challenge, not just locally, but you've had international competitors as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. People who actually have just heard of the Chick Shawnee Challenge while they were visiting signed up and came out.
I mean, that's...
Actually, there was a guy who caught a flight.
Well, we were on vacation, and it was right there, so we just did it, you know?
But that's how much people like OCRs.
Right.
They'll just be in a city, and they'll be like, oh, one's happening? I'm going.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of... And let everybody know what OCR stands for, Jeff.
It's obstacle course run.
Obstacle course run. Yeah. And when I refer to it, it's like what you see in the Olympics part, steeplechase, where we have water jumps, and you have high hurdles. Then you got a little marathon addition to it, your running aspect of it. Then your cross-country aspect of it.
Yep,
then you get your little, what I call parkour, because here comes an 8-foot wall for no apparent reason, but you need to go over or under, and makes it more fun.
That's right. You got it exactly right. And I'm glad you mentioned Olympics, because in the next Olympics, I think it's LA,
right,
in the U.S., the modern-day pentathlon will feature obstacle racing. Obstacle course.
There you go. So now this is an opportunity for younger Bahamians to get in all year round. We got the courses that we could run.
That's right.
We got sand. I mean, come on.
we got people jumping walls already. So
for various other reasons. And so, maybe we could get them out of that lifestyle and a positive lifestyle.
You got
them Olympic medal.
You got it.
All right. But so it's going on. It's the 10th annual. It's September 27th.
That's right.
And you have some special guests. We got Dr. Jacobs here with us today.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you're adding a component to it, which I think is very important, you know, prostate screenings and so on and so forth.
That's right. We always add some kind of awareness to our runs. It's just something that we feel is it from our core that we should do. And since September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, we tapped Dr. Jacobs to come in and help us out with that.
Right, and I think it's something that we need to talk about. I mean,
dudes
get to a certain age and they know they're supposed to do certain things, but then, you find every excuse in the book not to do it or until you got to do it, and then sometimes that's not a good thing.
The stigma is you ain't a stigma.
Exactly.
I like that one. That's a good one.
I just made it up.
I used to do a whole joke about that at Jokers, but I won't even dare touch it. Oh, you almost made me go there, Jess. Dr. Jacobs, good to see you. How are you, man?
How you doing?
I appreciate you being here. Let us know exactly what you're going to bring to the table at the Chick Shawnee Challenge and what they can expect from you.
Definitely appreciate the time. So I'm Dr. Jacobs, founder of Body Temple Health and Wellness, where we instill knowledge through weight loss, fitness, nutrition, but also preventative medicine. And that's really the focus of why we wanted to partner up with Chick Shawnee Challenge and with Chester, because we really believe that if we can equip the tools of understanding your condition, you can take control of it.
Right.
So with September being Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, we wanted to provide availability to be able to get with the people and actually show them that, hey, you don't have to be afraid to come and see us. You don't have to be afraid to understand that, hey, if I just do this one blood test, blood test, not any other type of test, you can actually understand your risk for developing prostate cancer.
So, I mean, and let folks know, because I won't lie to you. I ran for physicals at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
and all my stuff came back. Shout out to Dr. Bonamy. But like I said, you get that result back, and you see prostate, and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want people to understand that result, but still do the follow-up. Still make sure... Still be 100% sure that you've covered all the bases.
Yeah.
Am I correct in
saying
that?
No, you're definitely right. I think, and
I mean, it could be the little sigh of relief with the initial blood work, right?
Yeah.
But you still need to follow up.
Yeah, and our thing is that people don't even come for that, right? So the common understanding of the taboo of prostate cancer
awareness. The barbershop is still, it's like, no, bro, you got to think about it. It's 2025, it's everyone, no, bro, I hear it. Listen.
The finger is old news. We don't do it anymore, guys. Let's just let you know. This is a blood test now, PSA, blood-specific antigen. You just come in, do the blood test. It's easy. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
I had a friend go all the way to Asia.
to find his because he said he figured that I have smaller fingers. So, yeah.
Boy.
But nonetheless, he did find his prostate. And,
yes.
And at the end of the day, I think it's important, though. And I think it's a conversation that we need to change the dynamic. It's cool to talk about it when you get to a certain age.
Right.
Yep.
It's like if you got a car and you want to keep your car and it becomes now a classic and a vintage because it's, you manicured it and maintained it over the years to keep it. Why stop now?
Exactly.
Don't leave it parked up. Maybe you just got to double check your dipstick.
Damn.
Check your pistons. Check your oil. I mean, it's the same thing with us.
I never heard it put that way. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Maintenance.
You got him, yeah.
So that's really the key here. So, you know, at the event, we're definitely providing communication, and we're going to be giving a little mini talk as well about that. So myself, along with the Medical Association of the Bahamas, which I'm a part of, we will be showing our support there.
And whenever you have stuff coming up, Doc, let me know, especially if you're dealing with that. You got a platform here, because I think we need to continue to have the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's too much, too many, we've seen too many friends be affected by it in one way or another, and sometimes really horrible outcomes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You have the conversation.
And
just remind people that it's not, in 2025, it is not like what our fathers and our grandfathers had to go through.
Right, exactly.
And I'll also add, too, that you know, FYI, we're actually the ones that are affected most by prostate cancer. The people of color, people that are Caribbean, people that are black.
And see, a lot of people, we look at the BRCA strain for women and the breast cancer, and it's 4 to 1 more times prevalent here. We don't do the math and say, in this region, Bahamas, Jamaica, throughout the Caribbean, Dominican Republic, high levels. And I don't know if it's our lifestyles or if it's the zone we're in. But we have to be more diligent about it.
Yeah. And to carry on with your analogy, if caught early, it's very treatable.
If it's one of the most treatable. You can figure it out. You don't have to replace your radiator.
That's
you put a little patch on that boy and you're good to go.
You got it.
All right. Now, if I'm getting some texts here, how can folks get in touch with you, Dr. Jacobs? Reaching out and maybe consultation or for more information?
Yeah, so I actually have a social media outlet. I actually give educational talks and do a kind of funny video. So you can find me on Dr. Buddy Temple, MD on Instagram, Dr. Buddy Temple on TikTok. I'm on Facebook. But the platform is called Buddy Temple Health and Wellness. You can find us on any other social platforms, or you can communicate with us through the Medical Association of the Bahamas at any one of those avenues.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, more information about the event, Jess, is September 27th, correct?
September 27th, we starting and finishing at Fusion Superplex. Our good friends over there at Fusion Superplex.
So you start and I'm finishing at Fusion?
Absolutely.
I can only imagine what this course could be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I sit there going, okay, boys, if you leave it up to Chester from this point here at Fusion, there's so many ways Chester could go with this thing.
You know what I really like about planning a Chick Johnny challenge?
How do you plan it? Do you ride around? Would you tell a white jump in the car, let's just ride and figure it out? How do you do it?
It starts in my head, and then I go and walk the entire thing.
And see if it can pan out.
Can we hill over there? Let's go that way.
Right.
There's a little.
So you have to map it out and plan it conceptually ahead of time.
Yes.
Is it a different course every year, correct?
Every year we do a different course.
I think that's part of the interesting dynamic of it. It's a different course.
Even if we end up in the same place, like we've been to Clifton Heritage a number of times.
Right.
It's always a different route.
To get there.
Through the park.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right. You got between 9 and 27. Let's try to get you on one more time with a Friday before, just to remind everybody late sign up or whatever, and we can talk about it. But I appreciate you stopping by. Dr. Jacobs, I appreciate you taking it out there because we got to push this conversation and have this conversation.
Yeah.
And younger brothers, listen to Uncle Naughty, man. And Dr. Jacobs will tell you, back in the day, they used to tell us, when you get to 50, check it out. Now, it's 2025. The younger, the better.
Yep.
Yeah.
We started conversation at 45, sometimes even earlier.
There you go.
Yep.
And it's not a bad conversation. It's not a terrible thing. It's not taboo. And it don't affect you as a man any which way.
Not at all.
You know, there's an old saying. My dad used to tell me this all the time. When I was younger, he was like, "You're not a man." And I was like, "Why? You're not a man yet. You're not a man."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What do you mean?" "You're not a man because you don't know where your prostate is." When you find out where your prostate is, that's when you're a man. Well, now I'm a man because I know where my prostate is. And I suggest that other people find where their prostate is.
Yeah.
And find out the status of it.
There you go.
There you go.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate you stopping by. We got to get to the event too to chop it up. Appreciate you, as always.
Appreciate it.
Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll talk some more sports and wrap things up right here on the Wednesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. So who like me style tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch grounds. Yeah, I can't see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Go get your one big deal, stop stress me. All of me dip on the toilet, not left feet. Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChikchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at
bold, fresh, and unforgettable. Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off, remember that. Bad mind's a disease, sure. Some man won't catch, yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. Some who no like me style tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty. The water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean. I will never go jump for your queen. Me heart no dirty. Me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty. Me think clean. I will never go jump for your queen. Remember say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island, a key man. Remember,
to each one help one. So it no make sense your bad mind and next man. Churadigan government already and him have a next one. And a nothing that if you no have one. Your friend get a youth already know him get a next one. And a nothing that if you no get one. Yo. Go look at your land child build a foundation. Bad mind for them before the next generation. Play this at your dance all up on your radio station. To all the real people this is a real time.
Me are no dirty, me are clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never judge you for your pain. Me are no dirty, me are clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never judge you for your queen. So tell them to fight for Jamaica cause the world is mine. From them time until now, being a man still a shine. Come on, check the stats and who see from life. For me bad mind people are waste of time. Because me work hard for me money, money. So me days are head bright and sunny, sunny. Sing song, never do nothing funny.
We're back at you on the Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. 5:42 p.m. is the time. And real quick, let me just give you the rundown as we talk sports, some of the headlines. And as you know, first and foremost, I want to remind you, be sure to join me, Pearly, all right, Earl of Pearl, Mega, Statboy Sancho, Clint J, each and every Sunday right here on the Press Box, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio, all season long for the NFL and then beyond. All right, all the major league sports we'll cover for you. Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, international soccer, boxing, tennis, all your international sports, and, of course, all the Bahamians taking part in those international sports. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. all year long, all seasons long, all right here on Guardian Radio. So be sure to join us this Sunday for the Press Box, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Here's some of your headlines, popping off right now. 49ers news. In addition to George Kittle being out, okay, he's placed on IR. Starting quarterback Brock Purdy. Excuse me. Unlikely to play and could miss several weeks. We got news out of New York. Coach Brian Daboll. I hear Daboll is on thin ice in New York. There could be a coaching change there. He might not make the season. Travis Kelce is taking blame for the Worthy injury, so there's no excuse for it. And obviously, you know, now your football team fields it. He's out several weeks, and your wide receiver core has gone bupkis. You got issues out of Miami. Darren Waller may retire. He might not even play for the Dolphins. From NCAA, the National College or Collegiate Athletic Association, three hoop players bet on their own games. So now you've had sports betting and sports gambling permeate again college basketball, again at Fresno State. A Fresno State men's basketball player manipulated his performance for gambling purposes and conspired with two players to place bets on his statistics, according to findings from NCAA investigation released on Wednesday. The NCAA ruled that Fresno State forward Mikel Robinson, San Jose State guard Steven Vasquez, and Fresno State guard Jalen Weaver are permanently ineligible due to gambling violations and no longer enrolled at their schools. So, obviously, Robinson and Vasquez, who were roommates at Fresno State during the 2023-2024 season, conspired to wager on Robinson to underperform during a January 7, 2025 game between Fresno State and Colorado State. Three prop bets totaling $2,200 were placed on the under on Robinson's statistics. The bets, which were flagged by a Nevada sportsbook operator, won a net of $15,950. All of that for some change. Careers ruined for some change. So, yeah, that's some of the headlines making the rounds. And let's have a gander at some of the games tonight. You know, at WNBA wrapping up their campaign. I think only one game on tap tonight in the WNBA. Major League Baseball winding things down, you know. You look at them and getting ready for the playoffs. And that just really leaves the NFL ramping things up, which is a good thing, which is definitely a good thing. All right? So let's have a gander. We got college football tonight. You got NC State and Wake Forest. That's my pick for you today. NC State on the road, 7.5-point favorites over Wake Forest. Now listen, if you want to take State in the money line, that's not a bad thing right there, okay? I think the 7.5 might be a steep cover because Wake Forest is playing at home and they're fired up. They're not a great football team, but this 7.5 in the division could be iffy. I would suggest taking NC State in the money line or simply take the over of 51.5 points. Real easy on the over, 51.5. Both teams should be able to go over this. Both teams could, I at least put up, you know, 27 points each, easily 26 points each. So, yeah, points will score in this game. So you can either take NC State in the money line or the over of 51.5. Now, let me give it a gander because, as you know, 5:46 p.m. is the time. Got some other breaking news coming out off the text lines. Naughty, have a look at your Dallas Cowboys. Apparently, Jadeveon Clowney may be signing with the Cowboys. I know he was in on a visit. Now, what's the outcome of that visit is beyond me. We got to keep an eye on it. Sometimes players come in for a visit. They can't get it done. They can't get a contract done. The team isn't interested, and there you go. You're out of there. All right. We got Rich Eisen's power rankings taking us home. So we're going to take Jason to get us home with the power rankings after week one of the NFL season. I want to thank Mr. Ellsworth Johnson for being my special guest earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, Chester Robards and Dr. Jacobs in the second hour. Everybody who chimed in, texted in, and called in, good stuff. Purdy's in tomorrow. MJ and I are in back in on Friday. Purdy will join us for sports. And be sure to check us out for the Press Box each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And be sure to like the Press Box Facebook page. You can find all of my NFL picks right there on the Press Box Facebook page or the Island Game Facebook page, because my picks are brought to you and powered by the Island Game, Green Pirate, Margaritaville PI, and Bud Light. So be sure to check them out and check out the page, the Press Box. Like the page. There's ways for you to win great NFL gear. All right? Earbuds, speakers, Bud Light, NFL jerseys, and even some cold hard cash. All right? But you got to like the page first. The Press Box right there on Facebook. Get it? Got it? Good. So with that being said, for Mr. Producer, for everybody who chimed in, it's your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
If you not have one, your friend get a youth already know we'll get the next one. I know nothing that if you not get one, go look at your and try build a foundation. Bad mind for them before the next generation. Play this at your dance all up on your radio station. To all the real people, this is a real time.
All of my power rankings. And the thing I like about these power rankings, the thing I love about these rankings, they're powerful. I mean, like, literally, I'm looking at them right now, and I feel the power of these rankings.
Strong. Like, snap.
I really want to know.
I got the power.
Can we find out the genesis of who decided to call NFL teams being ranked our power rankings? Who came up with that?
That might be impossible.
I don't know if you can.
Fight the power.
But, you know, again, I never wanted to do this. You guys insisted I do it.
It was necessary, right?
And I started doing it, and then I got into it.
We like it.
No, I get it.
We like it.
I know I do these things for you guys. I do it for you.
Just us?
Yeah, because you like ragging on it. Huh? What?
You're kind of into it. I mean, be honest.
You think this is a bit right now?
Yeah, you kind of like it.
Here's what I think, Brockman. I think Rich saw you and I doing the power rankings, and we had so much fun.
Got jealous.
And he felt left out. Jealous. He wanted to jump in.
We only did five. TJ and I did the power five back in the day.
I will just say this. I can confirm this. I wasn't jealous.
A little bit.
Not at all.
That's so disrespectful, bro.
A little bit. In this regard.
We still got a new audience here getting to know us.
I'm jealous of you guys in other ways. I'm jealous of the fact that everyone loves you and you know everyone.
I mean, you respected their power.
And for Chris, what am I jealous of?
My hair.
That's true. I think your journalism awards.
That's
thanks,
true,
man. Yeah, I do.
You, hey, Rich, you worked the National Maine Sports Writer of the Year.
2009 Maine Press Association Columnist of the Year.
Rich don't
is
got that.
Is that you go to golf tournaments and you're known as an actor? And I'm like, do you not know my credits on
you
CSI
got way
Miami?
More than me, but I'm an actor.
My good dear friend, may he rest in peace, Matthew Perry, put me in every single one of his shows. Every one of them, other than Friends.
Not Friends, obviously.
I didn't know him then.
Yeah.
At any rate.
I wish my friends would do that.
Let's get to it. My power rankings for week two. Hit it.
All right.
This is my
power rankings. I still love the Private Pile drop in the middle of my power rankings, along with He-Man, right?
The power of Grayskull.
My week two National Football League power rankings. Two new teams to the list. Only two teams like The Rent and Godfather 2 stay like before. Get that drop ready, Mike, for when that chat, when it happens. Don't need to hear it yet. Just have it ready. You should have it ready for my power rankings.
Yes.
And then everything else is all over the map. New to the list. They weren't on my first list. Number 10 in the power rankings list are the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're sitting right there.
Wow.
I'm putting the Steelers on the list. They're 1-0. Aaron Rodgers throws four touchdowns. It can cover up for a defense that's having trouble to gelling early on. He throws four touchdowns. All's good in the hood, man. And they got the Seahawks coming in. The Seahawks didn't look all that great on offense. Can they come in and do what the Jets did? Can't believe I'm saying that about Sam Darnold coming off of his 14-win season last year. The Steelers are 1-0, and they got the kicking game. They got a serial killer there, and I just think they're going to be better on defense. That's why I'm putting them on my list at 10th. Number 9, down 7 spots.
Woo!
Are the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not taking them off my top 10. They're still a top 10 team in this league. They almost won that game. Chris Jones takes a better rush path to Justin Herbert, and then I'm sitting there in the booth in Brazil with Kurt Warner on YouTube calling the final drive of the game for Patrick Mahomes without any timeouts remaining to see if he can put one on the Chargers. Oof. Again.
We were robbed.
That didn't happen because Justin Herbert did what he had to do, and the same thing with the Chargers. And you'll hear about more from them in a moment. They're still a top 10 team in this league. I don't want to hear any more Chiefs hate. They're number 9 on my list. I downgraded them 7 spots. You got to give me that at least. Number 8 on the list, the Los Angeles Rams.
It is like a buffalo.
They were 8 on
like
my
list. Like a buffalo.
They stayed. Hey, man, just name another show with a Godfather 2 drop. The Los Angeles Rams are 1-0 because, I mean, Puka Nacua had another monster day, even though he damn near lost his eyebrow.
He was out there bleeding like Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's right. And so the Rams defense did what it had to do, and the offense is going to get there. They're the 8th best team in my power rankings right here.
51-year-old movie reference.
I don't care. I don't care.
But no,
I don't care.
I'm with you, Rich. No, care. Forget that.
How
poor president.
Cut down.
It was not black and white. Rockman has nothing to say.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I mean, I've seen it. I like it.
It is.
I'm just
it
saying.
Actually is.
That's
my point from earlier.
New to the list. 7th on my power rankings are your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. Oh, they're back.
They're back, man.
They were on the August ranking. They were 9th.
They should have stayed.
Yeah, they should have stayed.
They should have been on my week one list.
Yeah, they should have been.
Okay, they went into Atlanta, man. Atlanta, an improved team, and they won an Ibuka kid.
No, bro.
He's already so here. He's in your pole position for offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, show.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see what he can do over the next 16 games, 17 weeks. But they look good. And they didn't have Tristan Wirfs either.
Yep.
How about that? And they don't have Godwin yet either. What happens when they add Godwin?
Bucky Irving was there.
Running into
the middle
very much. Okay, number
people
7 for the Bucks. Number 6. Down 3 spots are the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
I'm gonna wager, if I may, this is the lowest the Ravens are gonna be on the list.
I'm
maybe
actually surprised
year.
They're this low.
Well, they have to be this low because they didn't win. And everybody else on this list won.
So that means Dallas isn't on your top 10.
This would be a very accurate assessment of the future.
Okay.
Yes. The Cowboys are not on the
attention.
List. There are only two teams that lost last week that are on this list. The Chiefs are 1 and the Ravens are the other. They're 6th on the list just because they lost. They'd be way higher if they won.
Clearly.
Number 5, up 4 spots, are our neighbors from across the way, the Los Angeles Chargers. Ooh, are a top 5 team
top
in the NFL.
Five.
Yeah, they are. I saw them with my own two eyes, man. They got it. They got it all done. They did not suffer their usual issues against the Chiefs.
That's true.
They locked it down. They got it done. Mahomes looked terrific. Actually, the friendly fire to knock Xavier Worthy out of the game helped matters, but Herbert looked like an MVP quarterback. 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Quentin Johnston caught 2. Let's go. They're number 5 on the left. And by the way, Joe Alt, taking over in left tackle.
Monster.
Huge. What a great performance there. Number 4 on the list, up 3 spots. I'm putting the Commanders here.
Commanders.
Interesting.
I still think they're a top 5 team. I know they struggled against the Giants, but, I mean, Deebo Samuel showing up, showing out like that. At some point, McLaurin and Jaden Daniels are going to get on the same page. And, you know, the run game did its job. The defense did its job, made the Giants look terrible. You could say the Giants did that all on their own some, but again, you got to say the Commanders had something to do with the way the Giants looked. And 2, I just said the word ownsome. I don't know why. It's lonesome. Number 3 on the list. The Bills are up 1 spot.
Okay.
I'm putting the Bills at 3. Once again, the MVP of the league is the lead dog on a team that is 100% the sum of its parts. Outside of Allen, like, who are you circling? Who are you concerned about? Maybe Ed Oliver.
I'm serious. By the way, that guy got amazing. No credit for what he did.
He's amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
And Milano behind him is always one of those guys, man, that you just want on your team.
Thank you for mentioning that, Ed
Oliver. Oh, my gosh. And Matt Prater coming off the couch, flying on a red eye, because kickers don't get private jets, man.
Sad.
Which is an outrage. We got to work on that. Number 2 on the list. I toyed with making them number 1.
No, you're not going to do it.
No.
Coward.
Boom, boom, boom.
Packers are up 3.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see this game between 2 and 4 on my power rankings list. Packers hosting the Commanders just one night from this airing of my power rankings. But number 1, they are the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Like a buffalo.
They were number 1 going in. I can't sit here and say, you know what? I'm downgrading because the Packers look so good. Actually, I initially did that. I showed my power rankings list to Cooper, and he goes, really?
Okay.
And I thought to myself, if Cooper's saying really, you guys here would say really even louder. And listen, they are the defending Super Bowl champs, and Jalen Hurts looked like a league MVP. He looked like a league defense bowed up when it needed it most. After the rain delay. So the Eagles are still atop my power rankings. New to the list are the Steelers and the Bucks. Off the list are the Lions and Broncos. Broncos are the only team that fell off the list. The Lions are off the list as of right now. And that's my power rankings through 1 week of action heading into week 2. Floor is yours now to say what you wish.
I still think Baltimore is better than Washington.
Okay, so you would swap the Commanders at 6 and the Ravens.
And I'm a little surprised no Vikings.
Oh, I mean, 3 quarters. They couldn't block for the kid either. No, I'm not going there yet.
Maybe Denver being off is a little surprised too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I can only have 10. That's the beauty of these power rankings. I can only have 10.
That's good.
I get the way you ranked them based upon if you lost, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm okay with you.
The only 2 teams that lost that are on the list still are the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
See, unlike you, I will hype you up like you didn't hype us
so
up.
So who do you? But you've got it. You can't put one on and not take one off. Who do you take off? Steelers. Rams.
Yeah, I'd probably take the Rams off.
You would take the Rams off.
I mean,
yeah. I don't know.
Chris acts like he doesn't know whose house it is.
Rams house.
Did either of you go to the game? Right. By the way.
Of course not.
What?
Either you go to the game
of course
Sunday?
Not. Of course not.
Fifth.
Chris met a new friend with some southern twang who gave looking for tickets.
Oh, word?
Just based on the odds, that was a little surprising.
Okay.
And you know Del Tufo.
Oh, no 49.
I know a guy from Houston. I'd have given it to him.
No San Francisco, and they have the 6th Super Bowl.
I'm a former cheerleader of the Houston Texans.
Yeah,
of course I gave it.
How could he not go to that game? Right.
Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out every single day streaming live on Disney Plus and the ESPN app 12 to 3 Eastern.
Remember that. Bad minds are disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it?